Local author Sheldon Herman, a proud son of Maple Ridge and current resident of Osoyoos, is racking up accolades for his debut travel memoir, The Tortured Traveler: How I Survived the Worst Vacation Ever. The book has received not one, but two major honors in the humor category from respected independent book award organizations. First, The Tortured Traveler was named a runner-up in the 2024 Indies Today Awards, a competitive contest that celebrates excellence in independent publishing. Just as that news was being announced, it was followed by more good news. The book also won the second quarter 2025 International Firebird Book Award, presented by Speak Up Talk Radio, in the humor category, Herman shared. Released in November 2024, his 300-page book takes readers on a laugh-out-loud journey as the retired Mountie recounts a vacation gone hilariously wrong. Read-related. Traveler's book recounts Nightmare African Vacation. When renovations force him out of his home, Herman decides to escape as far as possible, landing in Cape Town, South Africa, for what quickly devolves into an unforgettable adventure. For all the wrong reasons. Highlights included 58 buffalo stampeding his old canvas tent. He nearly drowned while river rafting. A baboon stole critical medication. Unbeknownst to him, he went swimming with crocodiles. He was mugged several times. Soldiers held him and other tour members at gunpoint for smuggling meat. And his tent went floating away during a waist-high flash flood. And, once home, he was diagnosed with a deadly strain of malaria caught on the trip that required him to be quarantined, put into an induced coma, and injected with 20 rounds of deadly drugs needed to kill off the malaria. All his organs subsequently started shutting down, and he spent 2 more months in ICU and 3 months on dialysis. Writing the book was what he called his therapy. It's definitely written in a comedic way and it is a comedy, but that was my way of dealing with the horrible situations and traumatic events that occurred in Africa and when I got home, he said. It was a long recovery, both physically and mentally, and writing the book and making my hell into the comedic story that it is, and letting others experience it in a way we could all laugh and enjoy, was very important to me, Herman shared. Admittedly, it took some coaxing by friends, but Herman finally decided in 2022 to put his African encounters on paper. The autobiographical adventure was about 2 years in the making, but only about 18 hours of actual writing. It was released just ahead of Christmas last year. Robert M. Goldstein, author of The Last Passenger Train, hails it as laugh-out-loud funny. Herman is still hoping it will be picked up for a movie or comedy series. Everyone has said it would be a perfect comedy movie, like a National Lampoon's African Vacation, or a similar vacation comedy. Ryan Reynolds lives locally. Hey Ryan, have your people call me, the award-winning author put out there into the universe, noting both of them have family in the RCMP. Herman's roots run deep in British Columbia. He was born in Maple Ridge into a family with a distinguished history in law enforcement. Both his parents served long careers with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, a path Sheldon himself followed for 15 years as a police officer with the RCMP. His unique perspective and dry wit shine through in his writing, resonating deeply with readers who appreciate a good story and a hearty laugh. I am absolutely thrilled and incredibly honored that The Tortured Traveler has been recognized by the Indies Today Awards and the Firebird Book Awards, said Herman. Herman said he's shocked and still doesn't believe his writing is worth such accolades. I never expected to win any awards because I didn't know there were awards for these types of books, he told the news. But my publisher and all the employees at Ingenium Books believed in the book, much more than I did, and submitted it for awards. So I was shocked when they contacted me and told me I won. Writing this book was a way to find humor in some truly challenging situations, and it's wonderful to know that my misadventures are bringing joy and laughter to readers. Recognition from two respected independent contests means the world to me. Both awards aim to highlight outstanding works by independent authors, giving a powerful platform to books that captivate, entertain, and inspire. Herman feels satisfied and appreciated, saying his wins underscore the broad appeal of his comedic storytelling and fresh voice in the humor genre. I am just happy people are enjoying the book. I love talking to readers afterwards who always ask, "Did that really happen?" And I get to show them the pictures and videos from the trip. Like the end of his book alludes to, he did end up going to South America for 60 days and a sequel is already in the works from that trip. In fact, he's currently shopping the book rights to TV movie studios for a film adaptation.